locally owned and operated, WDLB, 98.7 FM and 1450 AM, Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Service just as we get our entrance to the kingdom of the redeemed in the water and word of holy baptism. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. If you, O Lord, kept the record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? And since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves of our sinful condition. And together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and
done this evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Almighty God has heard your pleas for forgiveness and mercy. In his infinite grace, love, mercy, and wisdom, he has given his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. Therefore, as a called and servant of Jesus Christ, the living and eternal Word, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the intro this morning, a portion of Psalm 37. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, for they will soon fade like the grass,
and wither like the green.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord,
and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him.
Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing hymn 761. Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die. You do not speak to, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way. That wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we do not rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by when he turns from his wickedness. And in the righteous shall not be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, yet if he trusts in the righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, yet if he turns from his sin and does what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has taken by robbery, walks in the ways, in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the sin that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right. He shall surely live. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turn from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to your ways. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading was from St. Paul's first letter to the church of Corinth, the 10th chapter. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, the most of them were not, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown with the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor grumble as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he shall fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Continue with this responsive reading of Psalm 85.
Lord, you were favored to your land. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You withdrew all your wrath. Restore us again, O God of our salvation. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you not revive us again? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Faithfulness springs up from the ground. Yes, the Lord will give what is good. Righteousness will go before him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people,
to his saints, and not let them turn back to folly. I want you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came seeking fruit on it and found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As God's redeemed family, we confess our unity of faith in the words of our baptismal creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated this time and invite the children to come forward. So eager for God's word. Good morning. Have you ever seen a globe? Do they even have them anymore? I got one for my 10th anniversary from Consolidated Papers in 1987. Half the countries aren't the same anymore, or about that. So you got to look at, you can go online and find a spread out map, but the globe, it was always fun to kind of spin it around. It's always at that angle, 23 degrees, because that's how the axis is. Yeah. Well, have you ever thought why you're here? Where you live, where you live. That's where mom and dad are, right? Why you go to the school you do. Why you come to this church. And we all know we need to come to church and hear God's word because we are all, a word that ends with S, sinners. In the gospel text, the people came up to Jesus and asked, you know, complained about how Pontius Pilate had killed some Galileans and mixed their blood in with the people's sacrifices. And Jesus says, were they worse sinners than the rest of you? I tell you, you must all repent. If you do not, you will all likewise perish. There isn't a good sinner, a bad sinner, a greater sinner, because sin is sin. It's all disobedience to God. That's what Jesus was reminding them. You have to remain faithful to God, what you were taught, what you learned, and what is said and done. And we can't even confess it. We can't by ourselves get ourselves out of that predicament. We'd be lost forever without Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who came as that babe in Bethlehem. His footsteps led up to that hill on Calvary carrying that cross. He died on that cross, was buried, and then rose again on Easter morning. Without him, we would still be lost. We'd be the ones who would still be cast into the fire of eternal hell. But because he came, you've been given a rebirth in the Spirit, in the water word of holy baptism. You're baptized into not only his death, but his resurrection, so that we are forgiven. He has given us his righteousness, his holiness. A great exchange. He took our sins from us, and he gives us his righteousness and holiness. And we need to stay true. Don't turn back to folly of sinful ways, because he came, and he has redeemed you. And once he has redeemed you, he has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Lamb of God to rescue the world from sin and death. Help us to share that good news with all we meet, because not all have come to the knowledge of your truth, the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Help us to share that good news and keep us steadfast in the faith, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Dismissed, and we will continue with hymn 824. May God bestow on us his grace, and invite you to stand as you're able for the last verse. and over all shall be the praise and thanks of every nation. And all the world with joy shall raise the voice of exultation. For thou shalt judge the earth, O Lord, her suffer sin to flourish. Thy people's pasture is thy word, their souls to feed and nourish, in righteous paths to keep them, now and evermore. Amen. You may be seated. And grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the presence of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, for over 60 years, their father had been a pastor, faithful, well-known, well-respected by his brothers in the ministry, actively serving congregations until the last couple of years, up into his early 80s. Two of his five children were now pastors, plus two of his many grandchildren. But now his pastor was the one he needed. See, Dad was dying. All the family was there, the three sons, the two daughters, their spouses, all those grandchildren, and many of the great-grandchildren. The room was full, and everyone knew the end was coming soon. Then quietly, the dad asked everyone to step outside. Everyone except Pastor. His pastor. And out in the hallway, one of his daughters asked, "What's Dad doing?" "Private confession," one of the pastor's sons answered. "Confession? He's been a pastor all his life. What's he got to confess?" The four pastors in the family, almost in chorus, nodded knowingly. Within the hour, their father was no longer alive with them on earth, but alive with Christ Jesus in heaven. It's not just those who we consider to be great sinners that need to repent, nor is it just the faithful pastor who has never had an affair, never embezzled any funds from the church, hardly let a foul word slip out of his mouth. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish, were Jesus' words. But it may well be the very faithful Christian, even the dear dying pastor, who best understands that he is a sinner and most appreciates the comfort of Jesus Christ's forgiveness. In our gospel text today, Jesus would have us all appreciate that more deeply, so that we turn to Jesus, because in him and only in him there is life. Some people in Jesus' following have been reading the newspapers. You got to remember, this is old technology. There were no cell phones back in 30 AD. They ask him about his first commentary about one of the most recent news stories of the day. Several people from Jesus' own part of the country, Galilee, have been murdered by Governor Pontius Pilate in a very gruesome way. We don't have any other further details about this incident from history. But the social tension between Jews and the Romans made revolutionary activity possible at any time and in any place. And Galileans were most especially likely to revolt, since they were surrounded geographically by Gentiles. Remember that other word that means the heathens or the nations. What is clear is that they were killed while they were in worship, something similar to a church shooting in our time. Essentially, Carl wanted Jesus' commentary, his opinion. Why do bad things happen to good Galileans? But Jesus turns the tables when he answered them. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. See, Jesus dismisses. He doesn't even address or confront the idea that this was a bad thing happening to good Galileans. He goes to the next option. Well, then, these Galileans must have been especially bad sinners. No, all Galileans, you included, you and me as well, are bad and are in need of repentance. And even as another example in verses 4 and 5, there's no historical record of this incident either. The Tower of Siloam that fell and killed 18 people. There must have been another recent news story at that time. But again, no, these 18 people were not especially wicked. They were just like every other Galilean, every other Gentile, just like you and me, people, sinners in need of repentance. Jesus refuses to lean into the theology of glory. That's you receiving glory by what you do. No, we believe in the theology of the cross that Christ Jesus came to do it all for us. Theology of glory attributes your human tragedy to individual sin, as the Jews often did. And instead, Jesus affirms that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and are thus in need of repentance. Every human tragedy is a reminder of our sinfulness, a call from God to repent. The world is irreparably dirty, has dirty due to sin. Our good deeds in any attempt to clean up our own sin are nothing but filthy rags. Our rags are so soiled beyond any human ability to make them clean. Jesus levels the playing field always. He's basically saying, it's just a matter of time before you all suffer the same fate. Death will come from all of us. No one gets out alive. Your only hope is repenting in faith. Your only hope is turning away from your sin and turning to me. May 21st, 2021, six-year-old Aiden Leo's mother was driving into kindergarten on 55 Freeway in Southern California. She became visibly angry about being cut off by another car, and she made her anger visible. Shortly thereafter, a passenger in that other car that cut her off fired a 9mm Glock into her car, and six-year-old Aiden was killed. No one would suggest that Aiden Leos was a worse sinner than countless others on the freeway that morning. Though Aiden's mother, I'm sure, deeply regretted her actions, it is not suggested that she deserved such a tragic loss. You see, for us simple, poor, simple human beings, there is no way to get into the mind of Almighty God in heaven, to make sense of why this happens, why that happens. But God is not the one to blame. Rebellious mankind is to blame for all manners of random loss of life, be it through accident or from sinful wickedness. Again, every story of tragedy is a reminder for a call to repentance, a moment in time to cry out to God for redemption, redemption found in His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Redeemer, and King. And that's the subtle inference in the parable of the fig tree that Jesus told His hearers. For years, even millennia, Israel had been God's chosen people. He's been expecting fruits of righteousness in keeping with repentance and faith. But instead, Israel has responded to His goodness with sin and open rebellion, just as all of us, you and I, every single person on earth, sins against God daily. The time, it seems, has come to cut them down, to give us what we all truly deserve. But the vine dresser steps forward and pleads patience. Let me do everything I yet can for them. And if they repent, bear fruit, well, that's what we have always wanted, we being the Father, Son, and the Spirit. If they refuse to repent, then we shall cut them down. The primary point of the parable is to display God's patience in not wanting any person to perish, but all to repent and come to the knowledge of truth, to find life in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Christian life is to be one of daily repentance, daily remembrance of your baptism. Sin's consequences affect all of us, so now is the time to repent and turn our lives and turn to live lives that bear fruit. Turn in faith toward Jesus Christ, for in Him and only in Him is there true life. Jesus describes the parable of the vine and the vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, the Father takes away. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. But whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in me, in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And he goes on to say, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Jesus' call to bear fruit is always an invitation to cling to him, to trust in him. He understands all the tragedies and death of our sinful world in ways that we never, ever could. He knows we can't bear fruit apart from him. And that's precisely why Jesus came to earth, why he hung on that cross on Calvary, so that we might bear fruit and live, not be cut down, thrown into the eternal fire of hell. Did you notice that Jesus said, you are already clean right now because of the word I have spoken to you? That's because we have been connected to Jesus Christ through that word and water of our baptism. Baptized into his death and resurrection enables us to bear much fruit. And turning to Christ for new life, we are called to lead lives that produce the fruit that's really made by the Holy Spirit. The five fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the kind of life we are to live as God's redeemed. Love God, love your neighbor, then love yourself. Our fruit is really the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, Almighty God, doesn't need our good works. In fact, our good works are nothing but filthy rags. But because we are connected to Jesus Christ, the vine, we bear fruit for our neighbor, so that the world would know that the Father sent him to be the Savior of all. And by the new life we have in Christ Jesus, we can even help those to be a salve to those who have suffered the inexplicable tragedies that result from sin. There's a movie called The Guys that came out just about a year after 9/11. Sigourney Weaver is asked by a New York fire captain to help write the eulogies for the 8 men of his unit that were lost in the attack. One of those heroes was a guy named Patrick, a guy everybody looked up to, a guy everybody wanted to follow to emulate. Patrick had just casually chosen to work the morning shift that day. He could have worked the night, but he chose the morning. He died when Tower 1 fell down upon him. His eulogy noted how others at the firehouse described him: work, church, and home. We who live in Christ Jesus, who are no greater sinners and no less sinners than anyone else, will suffer death as surely as tragedy as often as everyone else in this world. But we could also use our lives in Christ Jesus to witness God's inexplicable love to others in their time of tragedy and sorrow. And the tragedy of this gospel text is that Jesus' hearers were pridefully trying to position themselves as being better than those who lost their lives in random ways. What's that old saying, pride goeth before the fall? We are not called to call ourselves better than others. A bumper sticker, not perfect, just forgiven. We're called to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And even the good fruit we bear is not enough to make us righteous before God. That faithful pastor on his deathbed, that seemingly innocent 6-year-old in the back seat, the grieving mother, the brave hero who all need to repent. For we are all sinners, deserving only to be cut down and thrown into the eternal fires of hell. But Jesus is the tree that was cut down by his Father on a Roman cross, unjustly condemned by Pilate and by his fellow Jews. Jesus is the tree that the Father victoriously raised 3 days later to invite us, even us Gentiles, to be grafted into that most holy of trees. Our repentance is only possible because of redemption that was accomplished by the crucified and risen Jesus Christ, our Lord, Redeemer, and King. So we turn to him in faith. We turn toward Jesus because we know that in him and in him only there is life now and life everlasting. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we sing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Lord, your mercy is bound with you, our prayer. And let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and most merciful God, you order a number of our days according to your wisdom. Give us repentant hearts, lest we perish with this world of violence and suffering. Let us ever hold fast to Christ Jesus for life and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most merciful Lord, you take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the desire that they would all turn from evil and live. Give pastors courage to warn of sin and death. Give all Christians strength to defend that message. Turn sinners to life by the proclamation of Jesus Christ, who delivers them from all unrighteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, guard your people against sexual immorality. Grant that our homes would be havens of godly instruction and chastity. Fill marriages with fidelity and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all, you establish justice not through the desires of the sinners, but by your law, which is for all. Enlighten the authorities of this and every nation, that they might rule justly for true good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful God, protect us when we are tempted. Guard us especially from pride that justifies sin, and from doubting that you provide the way of escape. Strengthen us with penitent hearts to endure till you deliver us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most holy God, remember your people who cry to you for mercy in a world where towers fall and sinners work evil. Deliver those in need of healing and comfort, especially Diane Kazmarczyk and Pastor Doug Shell in rehab facilities, Jean Brigham, Mark Butler, Eric Krug, and Diane Monk recovering from illness and injuries and surgeries. Those who confront cancer, including Donna Daschle, Diane Denniston, Stephanie Dyson, Shirley Dodd, Gordy Sasser, Nicole Gessert, Bella Mink, Jerry Peterson, Susie Peterson, Dixie Plowman, Lori Powers, Chrissy Crawley, James Sheldon, Rob Schooley, Patty Steinbrook, Tammy Strock, and Ann Wilson as they confront cancer. For our brothers and sisters suffering from chronic pain and affliction, including Reverend Martin Bauer, Alexis Bessley, Dave Pender, Pamela Caldwell, Linda Colombino, Jennifer Flugel, Bill Frost, Donna Griswold, Elle Groridge, Susan Jorgensen, Reverend Martin Keller, Donna Christine Kapelke, Eliana Krug, Rob Schneeberg, and Samuel Schooley. And for those who are confined to their homes or other care facilities, including Joe Dashen, Mary Ignatowski, Linda Jensen, Mark Jensen, Shirley Kohler, Grace Lyman, Bob Mackey, Betty Montauk, Ann Trevortha, and Margaret Trickle. Grant them a steadfastness of faith and strengthen them to look to you for help in their times of trial, affliction, and doubt. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all creation, we join with our brothers and sisters giving you thanks and praise to celebrate your gift of life and birthdays this week, including Dave Krieger, Melanie Robbins, Rhonda Schwanebeck, Jerry Jensen, and Scott Wolf. Also with Joel and Tanya Rasmussen as they celebrate another anniversary of God's marriage covenant on the 28th. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, you have brought us into your vineyard and appointed us to hear, to bear good fruit. Receive our thanks for your patience, and grant that we would show your love and grace in all that we say and do. This we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And let us pray. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. See the promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you, or make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our time of worship is over. Go forth with God's grace, love, and mercy as you remember and give thanks for the sacrifice his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, made for your salvation. We close at hymn 917. Savior, again, for thy dear name we raise. Study tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. No confirmation this week because they have spring break. And hopefully the weather will cooperate so we can have Wednesday midweek again instead of Thursday. I think we've been 2 out of 3 so far. This week it will be the sacrifice of Isaac in Genesis chapter 22. That will be Wednesday. And then back to Saturday and Sunday we'll have communion. No, there won't be because it's the fifth Sunday of the month. So, looking forward to the week and starting a new Bible study that we're going to be studying Romans. So, there's room for plenty more. I can bring more copies and get more folders. So, if
pray all the men in the congregation to show up. So have a blessed week, whatever the weather comes. And remember that He has given you life beyond all expectation.
decades of timeless favorites. 98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's border czar Tom Homan says the administration was within its authority to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members with no due process.
We'll use these assets as long as we can till we get to the point where we have total operational control of the border and national security threats have no avenue into this country.
He was on ABC's This Week. President Trump's continued attacks on some of his critics, instructing Attorney General Pam Bondi to punish law firms that engage in, quote, frivolous litigation against the United States. Pope Francis has returned to the Vatican after more than 5 weeks in a Rome hospital where he was treated for life-threatening double pneumonia. Doctors say he must continue to rest and recover. The 88-year-old's schedule will be determined by his recovery. At least 26 people were killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Gaza, including a Hamas political leader. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
WDLB Marshfield.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend.